May the peace and faith in God's victory keep us through all the storms in our nation, dear heart dwellers. Well, tonight I had a discussion with Carol, and she filled me in on what's happening with our nation. During prayer time, I asked the Lord if he had a message. Jesus began, "You have been apprised of how the enemy is trying to foil my plans for this country. Wonderful things are in store for her, but only because each and every one of you sacrificed willingly time to pray, fastings, and suffering offered to the Father. Because of this, the ball keeps rolling away from the dependence on the shadow government. Many attempts, many attempts have been made to start wars, to open the evil forces of the air to descend on the earth. But my hand is raised, and no such invasion will be allowed at this time. This administration is gaining momentum. People who were in a deep state of sleep about the political intentions of the ones they elected are beginning to see the light, literally, as it is written, 'For nothing is hidden that will not be revealed, and nothing concealed that will not be made known and brought to the light.'" That's Luke 8:17. "As disclosure becomes more complete, those who have been in power in the media are going to lose their standing with the public. They have been cheated and lied to about the truth because they're owned by the shadow government. But people are waking up and looking at whose crimes have been dismissed, as Benghazi. Atrocious crimes committed on many different levels are coming to light, and the ignorant public is beginning to see the clay feet of their political idols disintegrating before their very eyes. Each one of these sins and iniquities has been worthy of life imprisonment. Each time the tide comes in, it brings new evidence. The press runs out and quickly covers it with sand. Then the tide again comes in, and again it is covered. But the whole beach is eroding, and there will come a time when there's no more sand to bury these crimes against humanity by popular personalities in high-ranking government positions. No more sand, yet the tide will continue to come in, bringing with it a new mass of slime and corruption, because my people are praying for an end to unrighteousness, and that the truth be exposed, even as I have spoken through the scriptures and this channel." And here I'd like to take a moment. A couple of people have asked me why I never use scripture. I use scripture quite a bit, but it's not always recognized in the message, and it's very jarring to me to put in the reference as to where it's found, the address. A lot of people, though, that are new to the channel or new to Christianity might not recognize that, so I try to do that when I can. So in this case, the scripture says, "First of all, then, I urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be offered on behalf of all men, for kings and all those in authority, so that we may lead tranquil and quiet lives in all godliness and dignity. This is good and pleasing in the sight of God our Savior." That's 1 Timothy 2:2. And the Lord wants us to lead a tranquil and quiet life. And our government right now is anything but godly and dignified. It's pretty disgusting what's coming to the surface. So he touches on that here. He says, "Not one of the accusations made that are grounded in truth shall go unpunished, because at a certain point the outcry will be so loud that there is no more escaping justice. I myself am bringing up this filth because this nation has been blind. Your prayers and those of thousands of others, some not even of this nation, are day and night being brought before the throne of my Father, and there will be no more provision for deceit. Truth will triumph. My dear ones, you have done very well to pray. But also you must gently discuss these matters with people and not gloss them over. Do not bring up religion and muddy the waters at this time while discussing your government. Rather, bring up verifiable facts from reputable sources. Do not use strong language or cause division or offense. Rather, be meek, humble, and full of truth, simply offering the accurate information and saying, these are the verifiable facts. It is your decision what you believe, but please consider getting the facts from a source unrelated to the syndicated national media. My brides, I must caution you to use reserve in judging and name-calling. Be careful not to implicate those who you do not know are documented as being corrupt, and do not cast slurs nor call names of those involved in these atrocities. Rather, condemn the sinful act. People who are caught up in a personality cult will quickly take exception to you slandering their idols, and I do not wish for any of you to be involved in judgment. Only I know the motives of each one. Only I know the secrets of their hearts and why they do what they do. Nonetheless, the crimes that are blatantly treasonous and crimes against humanity should be brought to the light in the least offensive possible way. Let them draw the conclusion. Don't say this one is evil, that one's reprobate. Just give the facts and let them draw the conclusion. Let me work conviction into their hearts. I am awakening the American people from a long and deadly slumber. This is delicate work and calls for strict objectivity and even charity in defending the truth and bringing it to light. There is another reason for this. My bride, keep your dress clean, without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. Do not lapse into judgment and name-calling. Do not draw conclusions that could lead to false accusation. Simply state the facts and under whose watch it happened. Be as charitable as you can. For instance, she's a good mother, has served and done lots of good in this nation that we know about, and I'm sure there's more merit than we even know about her deeds. But I don't understand how this happened under her watch. That is charity. You know I do not want you watching the news and digging into stories, but when it comes to defending the truth, you mustn't discredit yourself by false accusation. Enough said. Anytime you deal with the world, there's the potential of becoming slimed. That is why I have called you to be prayer warriors and brides. A bride wars behind the scenes and speaks only when absolutely necessary and when silence would be a sin. That's also in the scriptures. Don't have the address. The rest of the time she is beside her beloved, comforting him. I deal with enough of the world to want to escape it when I come to rest in your gardens, my beautiful ones. Remember, I am doing the doing and you are backing me up in prayer. Keep your commitment to the truth clean and unsullied by slander and harsh words. Then when you and I are alone together, you will not have to spend all our time repenting. Speaking of which, I am pleased with you for taking my words to heart and pressing into your callings and the support of those ministries I bring to mind. I am pleased that some of you have forgotten your obligations and turned around and met them. Remember, I will always provide when you are faithful with what I give you, shaken down and running over provision. And just as an aside here, the Lord was including me. I had missed helping out a small ministry and a widow with an electric bill she could not meet because we were barely meeting our own obligations. But today I was finally able to help, and I'd been getting, in the Bible promises, honesty. And the scripture is about false measure and promising but not keeping your word. I was crestfallen. I thought, Lord, how have I done this? Please reveal it to me. And he did. It may mean going out on a limb, but I'm being called to obedience And he cannot bless a vessel that does not obey and bless others. So thank you, Lord, for getting my attention and correcting me. My dear one, Jesus began, keep an eye on your heart and do not be fooled or led astray or distracted. Be faithful, Claire. Always be faithful, and I will be able to use you in many wonderful ways. You are forgiven for this oversight. Just remember, I will always back you up when you are faithful, even when it seems you do not have enough to help others. I will honor your sacrifices for the poor and for the rest of you, my dear brides. Thank you for your faithfulness to this ministry and to those around you. Untold times when you've made sacrifices and gone out of your way to help them. You can never outgive me. And that was the end of his message. Thank you for being faithful and helping to support us. And anything that doesn't meet our needs, we give away to the poor. And let me tell you, Taos County, New Mexico, has a lot of very poor people. We don't have any savings account. We just have what we need for operating expenses. And the rest the Lord wants us to give away. So thank you all for supporting us and for supporting the poor around us. The Lord bless you, heart dwellers.